For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. China and South Korea have pledged to strengthen cooperation in various fields and explore new growth points for regional peace and prosperity, as Chinese Premier Li Keqiang met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye in Seoul on Saturday. A total of 17 business contracts and governmental records have been signed and witnessed by the two leaders. As part of his time in South Korea, Premier Li Keqiang is also attending a trilateral summit among Chinese, Japanese and South Korean leaders today. The summit itself is expected to cover a wide range of topics, including economic and political ties. The Egyptian Prime Minister said there was almost nil chance of any survivors from the Russian passenger flight, which crashed on Saturday in the Sinai Peninsula. Meanwhile, the authorities in Egypt and Russia also denied claims made by Islamic State militants that the plane was deliberately targeted. The Russian charter flight came down shortly after taking off from Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh for the Russian city of St. Petersburg. It's believed the plane had 224 people on board. The wreckage was found together with two black box recorders. An investigation commission was established under the order of the Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. President Putin has declared today a national day of mourning because of the crash. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has met Kyrgyzstan President Almazbek Atambayev on the first leg of a five-nation tour of Central Asia. Kerry is due to tour all five states in the region in a signal that the United States wants to maintain its influence in Central Asia. On Sunday, Kerry will travel to Uzbekistan to meet regional foreign ministers as part of what Washington calls a C5+1 initiative to engage with Central Asia. He'll then visit Kazakhstan, Tajikistan and Turkmenistan. Three overcrowded boats capsized and sank off Turkey's coastal city of Kanakale due to adverse weather conditions, killing four people, including three children. The boats were carrying Afghans and Syrians to the Greek island of Lesbos. More than 500,000 refugees and migrants have entered Greece through its outlying islands this year. The head of the United Nations is calling for a continuous diplomatic effort to solve the Syrian crisis. The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon made the remark following the talks in Vienna this week with international powers which aimed to revive a Syrian political process to end the war. More than a dozen diplomats from countries including the US, Russia and Iran agreed to ask the United Nations to initiate a political process that hopefully could lead to a ceasefire and elections in Syria. Ban Ki-moon has said he welcomed the outcome, stressing that the future of President Bashar al-Assad should be decided by the Syrian people. Turkey's political leaders have ended their campaigns ahead of Sunday's snap parliamentary elections, which opinion polls predict will result in another hung parliament. Tensions have risen anew in the run-up to today's vote, which is seen as critical to President Tayyip Erdogan's political future. His Justice and Development Party, also known as the AKP, won the election in June, but lost the power to form a single-party government. The pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party made a shock entry into parliament by surpassing the 10% threshold for the first time in June, which stripped the ruling AKP of a majority. A Palestinian man has been shot dead by Israeli soldiers in the city of Jenin on Saturday at an army barrier. The Israeli police say the man tried to stab an Israeli border police officer before he was shot. 71 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli security forces in October. Meanwhile, 11 Israelis have been killed in a series of stabbing and shooting attacks in the West Bank, East Jerusalem and Israel. The wave of tension followed Israeli measures at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem, which were strongly rejected by the Palestinians. Themed Feeding the Planet, Energy for Life, the 2015 Milan Expo has come to an end. The expo examined human history through the lens of two aspects of food production, traditional cultural values and the use of new technologies. 54 self-built pavilions representing a host of different nations were opened during the expo. The China Pavilion won the Bronze Award with its focus on pioneering spirit, touristic potential and cultural promotion of the Chinese rural world. Kazakhstan will host the next international exposition focused on future energy in 2017. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.